Rahman and Rahim, continuing with the chapter on the seriousness of a person leaving out his Faraz Salah. So the chapter on the command to safeguard the obligatory, the Faraz Salah, and the severest prohibition and warning against leaving out the Faraz Salah. So today's hadith that we will do. عن جابر رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إن بين الرجل وبين الشرك والكفر ترك الصلاة رواه مسلم. هذا جابر رضي الله عنه narrates that I heard Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم saying the differentiating factor between a man and shirk, between a man and polytheism and disbelief, is the abandoning of Salah. So what is the difference, differentiating factor between a Muslim, a person who is a Muslim, so a man, and shirk and disbelief? What is the differentiating factor to differentiate between the two? This is what this hadith is speaking about. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying the differentiating factor is tarku Salah, is the leaving out of Salah. Imagine what a serious thing this is. So here, under this, ulama explained that this should serve as a severe warning, the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some of the great sahaba, we have the opinion that the verdict of disbelief can be used against the person who intentionally omits salah. Intentionally, he knows it is time of salah, he knows that he has to perform the salah. It's not a mistake. Deliberately, he is missing out salah. So they say the verdict of kufr can be given unto this person. Others, he has now reached kufr because of him intentionally leaving out salah. Amongst them, amongst the great sahaba that were of this opinion, was Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma. Amongst the jurists, so this was amongst the sahaba, amongst the fuqaha that came later on, those that held the same view, that a person deliberately is leaving out namaz. He knows that he has to read, but he's deliberately leaving out. Now we give a fatwa of kufr against this person. Amongst the jurists, the fuqaha that came later on, who also had the same view, was Imam Ahmad rahmatullah alayhi, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi, Hazrat Ishaq ibn Rahway, and Hazrat Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi. According to Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi, and Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi, such person is not a disbeliever, but death penalty must be given to this person. So they won't call him, they won't give fatwa of kufr against this person. But according to Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi, and Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi, what they say is the death penalty be given to such a person who deliberately leaves out salat. So according to other sahaba and Hazrat Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, this person would be jailed and punished until he realizes his error and he begins to perform his salah. So from here we learn that salah is not an ordinary thing, it's a very, very serious thing, and leaving it out deliberately, this is a very serious crime also. عن بريدة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال العهد الذي بيننا وبينهم الصلاة فمن تركها فقد كفر رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح. حضرت بريدة رضي الله عنه narrates رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said the treaty between us and between the hypocrites hinges upon salah. One who abandons it has committed kufr. One who has abandoned it has committed disbelief. So there's a treaty, unwritten treaty between us and between those people. In other words, those people that are hypocrites. And what it is salah. One who abandons it has committed kufr and disbelief. Now why this is mentioned? Under this ulama explained, as long a person is performing salah, their lives and their wealth should be protected by the Muslim government. Since they resemble the Muslims. Outwardly, these people are munafiq, but nifaq is hidden. Outwardly, they are performing salah. So this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, that this treaty, so to speak, unwritten treaty between us and them, hinges upon salah. So long as they are reading salah, so now we will give them that, so to speak, benefit of the doubt, and no action will be taken against them by any Muslim government, since they resemble the Muslims. The internal state of disbelief which they have is left to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala would reveal and inspire Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with whom is with whom are the munafiqeen. But in our time, in our age, what we see is that we can only go by the zahir, by the external. There's no wahi that is coming. So therefore, if a person is performing his salah, now he won't be in a Muslim government regarded as a munafiq. Outwardly, he's an action. By his actions, he's resembling a Muslim. Or a person is going for Hajj, and now he's outwardly reading the labbaik, he's doing the acts of Islam, he's giving the impression of a Muslim. So at that time now, we won't assume him to be a munafiq. But in general, if a person leaves out these things, now this person now can be regarded as a Muslim, a munafiq, a person of who has committed disbelief and kufr. That's a serious thing. It's a differentiating factor between iman and kufr. And think about it, how many times people in their youth, etc., even in their old age, just leave out salat as though it's one of those things. This is for the pious people, it's not for all of us. Allah Ta'ala protect us. It's such a serious thing in our deen. One more hadith, one more short hadith, and then we'll complete this chapter. Because it's tying up with these two ahadiths that we did. An Shaqiq ibn Abdullah al-Tabi'i al-Muttafiq ala jalalatihi rahmatullah alayhi qal, kana ashabu Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wasallam لا يرون شيئا من الأعمال تركه كفر غير الصلاة رواه الترمذي في كتاب الإيمان بإسناد صحيح. هذا الشقيق ابن عبد الله, an eminent tabi by consensus, very, there was consensus about him being a very great tabi. So he is mentioning this, that Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not regard the abandoning of any action as kufr except salat. Any action that a person would leave out, they wouldn't regard it as kufr, except if a person left out salat. This they took as something very, very serious. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal to bring salat as part and parcel of our life, and encourage it in our children also. Let them understand that this is something that is serious. And if we have missed out in our youth, in our young days, missed out our salat, let us start immediately. Don't wait. Let us start this qaza salat immediately. There's hope that if a person starts his qaza salat and he passes away and he still got qaza salat left, there's great hope that Allah will forgive him for what he left out, because he started the process of making up for what he left out. It shouldn't be said that a person also now leaves and he abandons that qaza salat that he had, that he's supposed to be making up for. He leaves that out. How sad it will be if a person goes in that condition. Allah give us the tawfiq that we don't, the day we leave this world, we don't even have one qaza salat at all. We are clean, our records are clean. We meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a clean condition. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillah.